Almost from the beginning of recorded time, there have been three kinds of people in the world: the elite, the middle class, and the underclass. The elite have always been obsessed by the preservation of their position, the middle class have aspired to become the elite, and the underclass have merely suffered and survived as best they could. Elites traditionally tried to preserve their power by hereditary means, aristocracies passing their power from father to son, but the elites that lasted longest turned out to be those where the institution remained constant while the personnel remained open to change, as in the Roman Catholic Church. In the first half of the 20th century, new elites of this kind, both fascist and communist, pursued power with a single-minded lust unrivalled in history. Stalin, Hitler, and Mao pursued the cult of power for its own sake, expressed best in the image of a boot stamping on a human face forever. They ruled by a cult of personality and by propaganda, provoking mutual suspicion between citizens at home and promoting nationalistic fervour abroad. But the pursuit of pure power eventually became unsustainable because it relied entirely on fear to keep the rest of society in thrall. After the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, these tyrannies mostly collapsed, though a few clung on or briefly surfaced from time to time. The new elites, which came to replace those based on fear, emerged from the liberal free market system which eventually spread throughout the world from the West to China and led to the first truly globalized elite. The genius of this elite is to realize that there is not one but two great drivers of human nature, not only fear, which is negative, but greed, which is positive, and that previous elites failed because they concentrated only on fear and neglected greed. Of course, elites had always tried to control the other classes by raising their standard of living just enough to buy their loyalty, but now a more systematic approach was employed. The problem of overproduction, which had been solved in the 20th century wholly by war, was now solved primarily by encouraging consumption. Consumerism had to be pushed to the point of addiction, because it was understood that the more the masses became obsessed with consuming and acquiring, the less likely they would be to challenge the elite. In spite of occasional economic crises, this system has accelerated into the present world of indulgent plenty. Ever more luxury goods are created and credit extended, debt created and money printed to keep the wheels of growth ever turning. Side effects, such as obesity, resource depletion, waste, pollution, climate change, etc., can and must be ignored. This is the true meaning of control by greed. It is, if you like, stuffing a burger into a human face forever.